Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So with Jesus and Christmas, there is for some a little bit of a math problem. We have God the Father, who created all things. But then here appears on earth, in human flesh, someone who grows up and claims to be God. And so we know from the Old Testament that God says that he is one, that there is only one God. Well, if there is God the Father, and then there is this little baby in the manger who grows up and claims to be God, and who we acclaim as God, and we say he is God in human flesh, then are there two gods? One God in heaven, one God here in the manger? One plus one is two. But yet we still say there is only one God. Now, some have tried to solve this problem by saying, well, there is only one God, yes. And he appears in different ways. He appears as Father, and then he, like a chameleon, changes into the Son, and then he reveals himself in a different way as the Spirit. But he's one God, and he just shows up in different ways. And then others have tried to resolve the problem by saying, well, Jesus isn't the same as God the Father who created all things. He's maybe like him. He's maybe a second-rate God, a sub-deity, but he's not of the same substance with the Father. Well, none of these answers to this math problem are what Scripture confesses. And this can be seen in our gospel reading for today, as we unpack especially this first line, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The word there that is spoken of again and again in John chapter 1 is the Christ, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. And it says here, John writes, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that in the beginning was the Word. He was there at the beginning of creation, at the foundation of the entire world. It's put this way in the book of Colossians, "And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Well, if this Christ is before all things, in him all things hold together, if he's there at the beginning, if he does not have a beginning, unlike everything else that we know on this earth, if he is the one who has no beginning, and he's there at the beginning of all creation, then it would seem that he is God. And we have to go with the option that says, well, God just showed up in different ways. He showed up as Father, Creator, as Son, Redeemer, and as Spirit, Sanctifier later. It's just one God who just morphs into different things. But then we go on to the next phrase, and it says, "And the Word was with God." Well, that would lead us to think that this Word is with God. There's the Word and there's God. They're at the beginning, and they're two distinct beings. So then we'd have to conclude that, well, there are either two gods, one plus one is two, or this Word is somehow less than God the Father. But then we come to the third statement that says, "And the Word was God." So this Word that is distinct from God is also God at the same time. There at the beginning, at the foundation of all of creation. And we still have to scratch our heads and wonder, what's the answer to this? Well, the answer is that there are not two gods or three gods, but there is still only one God. As it says in the book of Deuteronomy, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one." There is still only one God. But this one God is three persons. three in one, Trinity, in unity and unity in Trinity, as we confess in the Athanasian Creed. There are three distinct persons in one God, which is why we can have the person of the Son, the second person of the Trinity, who comes in time and takes on our human flesh here and now. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and why we can still have the Father, who is the creator of all things, and we can still have the Holy Spirit, the sanctifier. They are all God. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Spirit is God. Yet there are not three gods, but only one God. And this mystery of the Trinity we see here at Christmas and then also at Pentecost too when we talk about the Holy Spirit. This mystery is revealed to us here, but we confess that because this is what is confessed in Holy Scripture. And it's confessed in several places. But I'll highlight a couple. Later on in the book of John, from where we get our gospel reading for today, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." He mentions two people, himself and the Father, but he says that they are one. And then, another place where this mystery of this unity between the three persons of the Godhead is confessed is in our baptismal formula, in what Jesus gives us at the end of Matthew, when he says to his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Now, it's easy to pass over that because we've heard it so often. But it's a little strange when you look at the grammar, because there are three names mentioned: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But yet, he says, baptize them in the name, singular. All three share one Godhead. They are all together God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three in one. So let's review how we resolve this math problem. In the beginning, there is the Word, the pre-incarnate Christ. Christ, the second person of the Trinity, before he takes on human flesh. He has always existed. There was never a time when the Christ was not. He is in the beginning with God. And this Word, through whom all of the world was spoken into existence, this Word of God, Jesus Christ, by whom we know God, he is the image of the invisible God. This Word was with God. He is a distinct person from God. And he was God. He is God himself. This is what you need to remember when the Jehovah's Witnesses come to your door and try to tell you that what they teach and confess is Orthodox Christianity when it's not. Because if you ask them, "Is Jesus God?" they will say no. When you press them on that point, they will not say that he is actually God himself. They will say that he is a son of God, but they will not say that he is God. This is an important truth for us to teach and confess, because it separates Orthodox Christianity from heresy. It helps us to understand why there is indeed only one God, but he is revealed in three persons. And when we consider that this baby in the manger is the Word of God who was there at the beginning of creation, and we consider that then this Word became flesh and dwelt among us, as we heard in our gospel reading as well, when we consider that, it is all the more amazing that the God of the universe would come into our human flesh. That he who was at the beginning, before all things, in whom everything holds together, would take on the form of a servant, the form of one of his creatures, and dwell among us, and be subject to all the limitations of human life, to hunger and thirst, to need sleep, for us and for our salvation. Then we rejoice. that he has done this, all the more. And then to consider that the Word who was with God, who had this perfect communion with the Father, eternal bliss in heaven, comes and leaves his home in heaven and becomes flesh like one of us, to be with us in this world that we've ruined by sin, to live among us, for us and for our salvation, so that he would take that flesh and suffer in that flesh and be crucified in that flesh for us. Then all the more we rejoice that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then to think that this one who is in fact himself God, who has power over all things, who at his word of command can speak and make things happen, would allow himself to be beaten and ridiculed and mocked for us in our place. That he could have spoken at any moment and stopped all of the pain and suffering on the cross as the Word of God who speaks all the world into existence. He could have stopped everything. But instead, he let himself be beaten and scourged and mocked and crucified and punished and suffer the wrath of God on the cross. And the word that he speaks from the cross is, "It is finished." And now that word, that same word, Jesus Christ, speaks to you today and gives you his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Not for our judgment, but rather so that we might be forgiven and we might be reconciled with the Father and we might be one day with him forever, with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and experience his love forever. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word became flesh for us and for our salvation. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.